Welcome back to Southern Fried Fitness Radio with your host, Robin Shea.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for staying with us. We have an incredible topic this week. It's something that each of us deal with on our own level and in our own way and at our own time. And, of course, that is stress. And we were just talking about at break how holiday stress is just right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Of course, we think that is an entirely another show, so we're not going to touch that for the moment. But we do have Dr. Kirsch with us, and we want to thank him for staying for all four segments. Mm-hmm. He has just been a plethora of knowledge and information. And Dr. Kirsch, I do want you to know that all of your resources will be listed on the website as well as on the Facebook page. We will have these podcasts that will be downloadable for people to re-listen. So before we get started, do you have some websites that you would like to make the listeners aware of?
Well, certainly stress.org. That's the American Institute of Stress. Or you can just Google stress and it'll come up number one. Besides that, you know, I've mentioned some other things, but I'm not quite sure of all their websites. I mean, I know my other hat, my other company is alphastim.com, alpha-stim.com, or the phone number is easy to remember, 1-800-FOR-PAIN for pain. I'm actually a board-certified pain specialist. Mm-hmm. I was in Kuwait 20 years ago, and I saw what our enemies can do to people. At that time, nobody was talking about it, but after 9/11, I knew we were going to be in for a big, long and hard struggle, and there was going to be quite a bit of aftermath. So that's when I decided to get really involved with the military and see what I can do to help.
Absolutely, and it's such a blessing to have you involved and to be using your skills and your knowledge and your gifts in that way. Now, I have two questions for you, and these are personal questions, and they're things that I think I'm not the only one that that deals with, so we're just going to put it out there. We have our certain hormones that we use to cope with stress, to just our coping hormones in general. We have our serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, dopamine, all of these types of hormones that are released to give us what we need to get through our day. And, of course, you have all of these SSRIs and SRIs to help re-up the levels. What is your opinion on using an SSRI or an NSRI in addition to behavioral modification therapy in dealing with things like ADD or stress management or depression?
A very last resort, and even then I would suggest to put it off.
Is that right? So you're really the anti any of the neurological stimulants that will help with your hormone levels?
I am. It's a very crude and dangerous game to try to micromanage your physiology on that level. As I said before, it's like throwing the dice, hope to get an effect, but you might get 25 other effects. Even if they're not very obviously noticeable, you are not helping your physiology. You're not stabilizing yourself. These drugs are incredibly addictive, habit forming, and so you're going to be stuck with them, and it doesn't usually enhance the quality of life. In fact, if they take away your depression, they usually just leave you with a flat affect, no personality. You're not depressed perhaps, but you're also lost your zest for life, mm-hmm. and you've lost your personality, and that's not the answer. The answer is to work at it a little bit or find a physiological solution. I mean, if you're willing to do breathing exercise, may I just explain a quick breathing exercise that
absolutely.
I think works just as well?
That.
It's called the quieting response, and if you do it for 6 months, it becomes a reflex, kicks in automatically, quieting reflex. And first thing you need to do is identify your stressors. And I used to give patients, for no reason at all, orange circles, stickers that they can put on things that to remind them. For instance, if the phone rings and you jump, then put it on the phone. And so immediately when you feel stress, the stress reaction kicks in, you're startled, you feel out of control, immediately you first smile inwardly with your eyes and mouth, which means relaxing your face. Remember I said stress is in your forehead, your jaw, and your shoulders. So if you just Smile inwardly with your eyes and mouth. You can be looking at someone. They don't even know you're doing this. And then you take in one breath. This should take about, this whole procedure takes about 6 seconds. You take in one breath, and you don't have to exaggerate your body. Like I said, someone can be looking at you, and they don't even notice you took in a deep breath. Just one sort of a prolonged breath. And while you're doing that, you picture pores or holes opening in the bottom of your feet, and the air, of course, is coming in through your nose or mouth, but you picture it. As you visualize it as warm air moving up from your feet slowly up into your legs to fill your lungs and go out the same way. The whole thing took 6 seconds, and ideally you should try to do this about 50 times a day, which is sounds like a lot, but I mean, I sit in a dental chair and I just do it constantly the whole time I'm in the dental chair.
Right.
So because I find that stressful. And I'm wearing an Alpha Stim and listening to music as well.
and your dentist has an orange sticker on his head.
No, I have one on the inside of my glasses when I'm in the dental chair.
So, and that's just calms you internally, gives you an opportunity to slow down and focus.
It's a great technique, and it's free.
And it's free. And there's no side effects other than
no
a healthier you.
No, and you start to develop the feeling that you're in charge. You can do something about it.
Right.
So there it is. Just take 6 seconds out of your day to abort the stress response.
Well, absolutely. When one of my children, when he was a young child, a little boy, he was identified with ADD. Which, you know, is a, that's a whole nother show.
Whole nother
show. And, the prescription was written. They said, you know, Robin, this is what you can do. This will help. Because he and I had a very tenuous relationship because I was constantly harnessing him and his energy. And we opted out of any medication. Because there was a thought, my personal feeling was this energy that he has is such a gift that if I can teach him how to harness it and how to use it and through just different behavioral techniques, this could be the biggest gift that he was ever given, because this type of energy, not everyone has it. So when you do have it and you can actually harness it and use it for the good and to help you achieve things in life, what a great gift that was. And I was afraid that through medication I would be masking his energy. And I just needed to teach him how to direct his energy.
I agree. You see, ADD kids can focus on video games for hours without blinking.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's a matter of them understanding the importance of schoolwork and focus. And again, they do need a physiological intervention, but drugs are not the answer. That, again, robs them of their personality. Like you said, I think that we need to be free within ourselves. We need to accept a wide range of normal in humans, mm-hmm. and not just try to keep everybody in a certain way, especially children. I mean, let children be children. Let's not drug them into oblivion.
Absolutely. I did notice that structure was something that he really thrived. He was very, he would do so well in a structured situation. Once we got out of that structure, he went a little haywire, but structure was very important to him. Dr. Kirsch, you have been such a blessing to us on the program today. I will make sure that we gather all of the information to refer folks to all of your websites and that the podcasts are up and available as soon as possible. Wish you the very best of luck in San Antonio. I hope you're having lovely weather there.
It's raining.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Well, it's Texas. It'll be bright and sunny in no time flat. I can guarantee that. We will be here next week. And Dr. Kirsch, thank you so much for speaking with us. Possibly we can speak with you in the future again, because this is a topic that affects everyone.
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today on The Robin Shea Show. We will be here next week.
Attention eBay sellers, protect your feedback ratings from bidders who abuse the feedback system with Bidder Warning. Find out before you accept an offer, respond to a message, or even after receiving a bid, whether the bidder has a history of leaving negative feedbacks. Use Bidder Warning to regain the power to protect yourself. Bidder Warning will automatically send you an email alerting you to the potential danger. Learn more at BidderWarning.com with a free 2-week trial. Promo code WSRadio at BidderWarning.com. Bidder Warning, an eBay seller's first line of defense.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
When it comes to purchasing your next digital camera, there is only one name you need to remember, Canon. Since 1996, Canon has sold more than 100 million compact digital cameras. Their product line covers the gambit from simple to shoot to the camera that the pros use with eye-popping results. For those priceless family shots, Canon is the name you can trust. To check out their entire line, log on to Canon.com. That's the only name you need to know, Canon.com.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you considered gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.